KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call 784-3678.
This is Gary Bloom, owner of Walnut Woodworks Cabinet Shop in Walnut. With over 30 years in business, I have done a huge variety of woodworking jobs in my career. From commercial cabinetry to custom kitchens, from custom wood finishing to custom furniture, all jobs are done with exceptional care and expertise. I also make my own line of woodworking tools. So please call me, Gary Bloom, at 784-3678 at Walnut Woodworks on your next woodworking-related project.
In sports, game we had for you on the radio last night, Paul DeJong handed the Washington Nationals their second straight walk-off loss, capping a back-and-forth finish with a game-ending solo homer in the ninth inning of the St. Louis Cardinals' 7-6 victory. DeJong took Kota Glover deep, leading off the ninth. A night earlier, Ryan Madsen allowed a game-ending ninth-inning grand slam to the Chicago Cubs' David Bote to end a 4-3 defeat. Other National League scores yesterday, it was Atlanta taking two from Miami, 9-1 and 6-1, and then San Francisco was a 5-2 winner over the L.A. Dodgers. Ryan O'Hearn homered and drove in a career-high three runs. Brad Keller threw seven strong innings, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1 to spoil Sean Reed Foley's Major League debut. Reed Foley is only the second player in Major League history to be born in Guam. He was 12-4 with a 2.98 ERA and 23 minor league starts this season. Other American League scores had Detroit beat the White Sox 9-5, and Oakland was a 7-6 winner over Seattle. In interleague action, it was the Mets 8-5 over the Yankees. Cleveland was a 10-3 winner over Cincinnati. Texas beat Arizona 5-3, and the Angels a 6-3 win over San Diego in 10 innings of play. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Oklahoma City, a 10-5 win over the Omaha Storm Chasers. Tonight's games have Omaha hosting Oklahoma City once again, and the I-Cubs will play host to Colorado Springs. Those games all both supposed to start in the 7 o'clock hour tonight. In baseball news, New York Yankees have put pitcher CC Sabathia on the 10-day disabled list because of right knee inflammation. The Yankees made a series of roster moves. Reliever George Contos was promoted from AAA. Infielder Ronald Torres rejoined the Yankees, and first baseman Luke Voit was sent to the minors. Sabathia was put on the DL a day after pitching six shutout innings of one-hit ball against Texas. The 38-year-old left-hander is 7-4 with a 3.32 ERA and 22 starts. He's been bothered by knee trouble for several seasons. The Yankees also transferred left-hander Jordan Montgomery to the 60-day disabled list with an elbow injury. Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen expects to have second heart surgery in the offseason, but is confident he'll be able to come off the DL within the next few weeks. The All-Star reliever, out since Thursday with an irregular heartbeat, rejoined the Dodgers when they returned home and threw a light bullpen. He plans to throw bullpens again on Wednesday and Friday. Shohei Ohtani moved another step closer to pitching again this season for the Angels when he threw a 33-pitch pregame bullpen session. It was the second pitching workout in 3 days for the right-hander. Ohtani has been held back from pitching by a sprained right elbow. A baseball with the signatures of Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, and eight other legends of the game has sold for more than $600,000. The players all signed the ball on the same day in 1939 when they were gathered to become the first class to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Kansas City Royals have placed left-hander Danny Duffy on the 10-day DL with a shoulder impingement. A 29-year-old Duffy received an anti-inflammatory shot after allowing six runs in 5 1/3 innings in Saturday's 8-3 loss to the Cardinals. He has lost three of his last four starts. In NBA news, Carmelo Anthony has signed a one-year $2.4 million deal with the Houston Rockets. He was traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Atlanta Hawks last month before the Hawks released him. Houston general manager Daryl Morey announced the signing on Monday, and the Rockets posted a picture on social media of Anthony signing his contract. The 34-year-old joins a team led by MVP James Harden and star point guard Chris Paul. The Rockets hope the addition of Anthony will help them contend for their first title since 1995. They lost to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals last season. In NFL news, Coach Kyle Shanahan says the San Francisco 49ers are bringing in veteran Alfred Morris to provide depth at running back while they deal with injuries at the position. Morris was a sixth-round draft pick of Washington in 2012 when Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. He rushed for 2,888 yards and 20 touchdowns during his first two seasons. The move won't become official until he passes a physical. The new stadium being built for English Premier League team Tottenham isn't ready to host the NFL this year. The first NFL game at Tottenham was due to feature the Seattle Seahawks and Oakland Raiders on October 14th. That will now be played across North London at Wembley Stadium on the same day. LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend is suing the Buffalo Bills running back for failing to protect her after she was bloodied, beaten, and had $133,000 worth of jewelry stolen during a home invasion last month. Delisha Corden also alleges in a lawsuit filed in Fulton County, Georgia on Friday that McCoy would often brutally beat his dog and would also aggressively physically discipline and beat his young son. The Minnesota Vikings have placed guard Nick Easton on injured reserve with a neck injury that required surgery and has likely ended his season. The Vikings filled Easton's roster spot by signing guard Caleb Johnson. Easton started 12 games at left guard last year. He had a procedure done last week to repair a bulging disc in his neck. Former Tennessee star linebacker A.J. Johnson is getting a shot at the NFL a month after he was acquitted of rape charges. Johnson is signed with the Denver Broncos. The former Volunteer star was a four-year starter at Tennessee but was kicked off the team after he and a teammate at Tennessee were accused of raping a woman. High school hit hard by Hurricane Harvey is getting a new playing surface thanks to the Houston Texans. The Texans say they're donating the turf they played on at NRG Stadium last year to C.E. King High School after its field was destroyed in flooding from Harvey. And Jim the Anvil Neidhart, who joined with brother-in-law Bret Hart to form one of the top tag teams in the 1980s with the WWE, has died. He was 63. The Pasco Sheriff's Office said Neidhart fell at home, hit his head, and succumbed to his injury on Monday in Wesley Chapel, Florida. No foul play was suspected. Neidhart's daughter, known as Natalia, wrestles for the WWE and is a former women's champion. Neidhart made appearances with his daughter on the WWE reality series Total Divas. And a small senior class hopes to have a big impact on the Iowa football team this season. There are 13 seniors on the roster, and Indianola native Keegan Render enters his senior campaign after making the move from guard to center. Render says it hit him that this is his final season during the team picture.
It's weird being up front row now, because I remember when I was way in the back. So it's been different. It's gone by really fast, but you know, just trying to take advantage of all the opportunities we have as a team and all the time I have with the rest of the linemen here. I think it's the biggest thing for me, and just make sure it's something that we can remember.
Senior safety Jake Gervais has a simple goal for his senior year.
You know, I just want to do everything I can to help my team win games. So I'm just 1-11th when I'm on the field as being part of the defense. So during game week, leading up to the game, just doing my best to, you know, lead the defensive backs, try to be a vocal leader, do everything right, and then hopefully we play well on Saturdays.
The Hawkeyes open at home on September 1st against Northern Illinois. That's a look at sports brought to you this morning by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you have seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.